Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spend my dollar.
It's not about what you want. It's about what you're willing to do to get it. Run it again.
Hello and welcome.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
When you give me a hard time.
For the listeners that didn't get to go.
This is the payback.
Alabama wins!
What you did last year really doesn't matter.
Our goal is to have the kind of team that nobody wants to play.
Hi. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast, continuing our spring 2022, sort of mini episode editions. We're happy that you're back and looking forward to sharing another interesting topic with you. Again, if you have questions or topics you'd like to for us to address either before spring or after spring for what is sort of the spillover list, if you will, send them to us, alabamafootballpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to continue this series through spring up till A-Day, and if you're going to A-Day, stick around to the end. All right. Fantastic. So we're going to our next topic, the topic that we're going to spend time with today are offensive freshmen. And so who are freshman offensive players that we're saying to watch during spring? And so I want to do a couple of disclaimers. Almost all of the signees are participating in spring. I know of a couple that are not specifically. And if I'm being candid, I'm probably a little lazy on my research. I could have validated my list. And so if I've mentioned someone who's not participating, oops on me, we'll go from there. Also, disclaimer, I'm not suggesting that all of these guys are going to start. In fact, when we get through the list, we'll see where that's impossible. What I am predicting or suggesting is that they will be contributors. And contributors through the spring, and I think into the fall. Now, some of them, we're going to predict even that they'll be starters. Or they'll be in the active game rotation. But here, our focus is spring. And so which freshmen are going to pop really their first semester on campus? And that's kind of exciting. It'll be fun to watch. That doesn't always translate to the field. Ajay Hall, right? That happened. And so again, sort of disclaimers. We're not predicting all Americas or all SECs here. We're just saying these guys are going to pop their first semester of college as we watch through spring, as we watch through A-Day. So there we go. Let's jump in. And, you know, I'll kind of stack the deck here a little bit. But I'm going to start with Justice Hayes. And this is he's a running back out of Georgia. This is a sneaky need position for Alabama, especially dynamic talent at the running back position. We talked about Jahmyr Gibbs being a style of running back that Alabama hasn't had in a number of years. And immediately, if that level of talent, I'm not saying Justice is Jahmyr Gibbs, I'm not saying that, but immediately the next dynamic running back that walks through the door moves to the top of the line, is given sort of a priority opportunity to assist the team. I love Jamarian Miller. I think he has the opportunity potentially to earn the starting role. I love Jace McClellan. I think he's a physical back. And Roydell Williams is much the same way. We're going to do a running back show. My point here is that Justice Hayes has a sneaky opportunity to be a dynamic talent, a more dynamic talent than potentially what Alabama has on the roster now. Now, he's a true freshman. All we have is reports from sort of the bowl practice and in workouts, and he's lighting it up. He also, this is where sort of a sneaky pick by me, Richard Young is the other five-star running back recruit, and he is not joining. Richard is not joining the team until summer. And so Justice Hayes will have sort of an advanced runway where he's the only true freshman running back on campus at a position, like I said, a sneaky position of need. And if he has that extra sort of spice or flair to his game, that moves him up the pecking order. So Justice Hayes, I think, is almost a no-brainer pick to be a contributor during the spring, A-Day spring drills, and really making a name for himself for Alabama. All right. Let's move, when in doubt, go five stars, right? And so Caden Proctor, a if not the one of the top offensive linemen selected at Alabama. And the offensive line has been a position of need for Alabama the last couple of years. You could say that Alabama was one or two linemen away, like contributing linemen away from really breaking through. I think that's probably more true in 21 than it was in 22. In 22, I liked our linemen. I just wish we'd started the right five from the start. In 21, Alabama needed help at the position. And so a little bit of a position of need. And of course, Alabama bolstered the position last year with a transfer. And so this season, we think Alabama is going to bolster the starting line with a true freshman. I think Proctor starts. I'm going to go so far as to predict that he's in the starting five. And we have an offensive line show that we'll do and sort of break down who I see starting at each of the positions and what the competition will look like through spring. But sort of boxing the topic around offensive freshman to watch, Caden Proctor. He's going to, you know, certainly he's going to get a starting position in A-Day, right, because we run too deep. So he's clearly going to get playing time in A-Day, and we'll get to see his play style and which position he sort of shakes out at in a true two deep. So that'll be fun to see. Where he starts, my prediction, where he starts at A-Day is not where he will start in the fall. And again, we have an offensive line show that we're going to spend time talking about that. But talking about an impact true freshman to watch on the offensive side of the ball, hands down, Caden Proctor. Maybe a little bit of a reach, but I'm going wide receiver Jaron Hamilton. It's a challenging position to crack. Alabama has a lot of depth, even with the players that have left. Alabama has a lot of young talent at the wide receiver position. Can Jaron Hamilton sort of poke through some of that? I think there's truly an opportunity. We are going to do a wide receiver show, and so we'll break it down and we'll talk about Jaron in the context of the larger group. But as a true freshman who has an opportunity to sort of make a name for himself in the spring at the wide receiver position, I think Hamilton has an opportunity. I love pulling wide receivers from the state of Florida, so I have a little bit of a bias there. You know, we'll see how that comes up. Again, A-Day split squad. So that's a little bit of a cheat code, but it's a split squad at the wide, all the positions, but certainly the wide receiver position. I think he'll get an opportunity to play during A-Day. And if I hedge a little bit, I'll say Jaron is too athletic to keep off the field. He will certainly be, I think, a special teams contributor. So one to watch in that regard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. I've got a curveball for my last. We're going to do five, and I'm sort of bundling the last two because one of these is going to be a player to watch, but it's the competition really between the two to most keep an eye on. And I'm going to surprise you, and I'm going to go quarterback. Freshman Eli Holstein and freshman Dylan Lonergan. I'm going to have to get a pronunciation, I guess. But my speculation is that now they'll both probably both be backups in A-Day. And so that'll be so we'll get to see them both compete and both of them will play. But I think they're going to compete. They are de facto competing for the number two quarterback spot on the roster. Now, that's a deeper sort of evolved conversation because, you know, we talk about the competition between Simpson and Milroe. But I think there's sort of a shadow competition between these guys to see who is in the coach's perspective, the coach's view, who really is from a passing design, from a passing quarterback perspective, from a quarterback play style that fits into the design of the offense, who really is the number two quarterback. And I'm going to throw some history at you. I'm going to go back to 2010. And remember, Alabama recruited two, I think they were both five-star cornerbacks, Dee Milliner and John Fulton. And go back. I love having the podcast because I can share an opinion, a historical perspective, and say, go back and listen to it because it's on record. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's a bad. But one of the things that we said in 2010, and Saban talks about this too, right? You reach a point in fall camp where you've got to prepare guys to play, which is different than everyone getting equal amount of reps. And so Dee Milliner and John Fulton were the two cornerbacks that were battling for the position. And early in camp, they battled. And coach said, okay, we have to make a choice. And it's, you know, it's like the old saying, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, but like sometimes you got to have enough eggs in one basket where it's worth the trip. And that's really what happened. There was a sort of a line of demarcation where Milliner started getting many more reps. And Milliner was the freshman who started at the corner position. John Fulton, history sort of hindsight on that, but the discussion at the time was someone's got to be ready to play. That means that someone has to get 80% of the reps. It's no more 50-50. We've got to get someone ready to play. And so the quarterback position potentially could follow a similar model, right? Who's going to run the backup? Who's going to run second team? That second team quarterback or scout team quarterback is really getting the reps, right? They're really getting the practice reps because what's the other guy doing, right? And so it's going to be interesting to see which of these guys, and if you want to argue they're battling for 3 and 4, that's okay. I think technically they're battling for the number 2 spot, but which one separates himself from the other? That's going to be an interesting point of competition. I'm going to throw a couple of bonus ones at you because, you know, that's what we do. Wide receiver Malik Benson, and he's a JUCO, not a true freshman. I think he has an opportunity to be one of the top 3 receivers, if not the number 1 receiver in this year's squad. And so keep a close eye on Malik Benson. My understanding is he was just torching the defense in drills leading up to the bowl game. So that's going to be interesting to see. And tight end CJ Dupree, Alabama needs sort of a number 1 tight end. And I think CJ is going to fit into that position. He's a transfer from Maryland, and which I guess is ironic given the basketball tournament. But the head coach, the head football coach at Maryland is Loxley, Mike Loxley. And Loxley has a history playing or coaching under Saban at Alabama and certainly has an appreciation for Saban and Alabama. And I don't think that he would steer CJ to Alabama if CJ wasn't capable of playing at Alabama. I don't think he would dump a player on Alabama, a player that's aspiring for more, that's going to leave Maryland. I think Loxley might direct him to where he can be successful and get the proper sort of coaching. So I think CJ Dupree and Malik Benson are 2 bonuses. I probably do predict that they do start come the fall, but they're going to be fun to watch this spring to see how they sort of figure into the rotations. All right, that's going to wrap us up on offensive freshmen to watch. If you're going to A-Day and you want to meet up with some of the podcast crew, reach out to me via Gmail or email, alabamafootballpodcast@gmail.com. And we're putting together an opportunity for folks to get together, shake a hand, maybe have a drink, whatever it is. And we would love to meet as many of our listeners as possible for A-Day. So with that, this has been another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Roll Tide.
Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a Roll Tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the Tide. Got that, Coach? Of course, Roll Tide.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.